This podcast was recorded on Kaurna land. We acknowledge the Kaurna people as the original custodians of the land and pay our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
I know a lot of people, and I was a bit like this as well, you have, especially if they do really well at school or at uni and get good grades, it's not to be too discouraged when you first go into your kind of real work environment, because you'll have no idea what you're doing. Mm. If you're used to being like the best in your class, and when you go into work, you'll always feel like you don't know anything that's going on. And the whole point, everyone knows that, and it's okay, and that's how you learn.
You'll want to make a note.
Should you be taking notes or something?
You got a pencil? Write this down, quick.
Why aren't you taking notes?
Write this down.
Aren't you going to write this down?
Did you need me to take notes?
Please take note.
Welcome back to Take Note. We are the podcast where we give you the best notes on everything you need to know from the day you start uni to the day you graduate. This episode will have almost everything you need to know before you take on an internship. We'll hear from student Hamun about their experience with an internship, and then we have an industry insider, Tony Briggs-Brown from Adelaide furniture brand TH Brown, to talk about how you can be a great intern. Internships are one of the great hands-on experiences you can have through university. It's where you can start networking and get a taste for what life might actually be like after your degree. However, finding an internship is easier said than done. There are quite a few things you have to consider, and it can take time trying to find the one that works for you. We're joined today by student Hamun, who completed an internship at the end of last year and beginning of this year, to give you some tips on how to get a great internship. So welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, no worries. Glad to be here.
So firstly, could you tell us a bit about why you wanted to do an internship as part of your studies?
All right. So I studied mathematical and computer sciences. There's a mandatory professional practice little subject that we have to do. And in there, our tutor recommended for us to reach out and try to find internships. And I've heard a lot from just people I've worked with and other classmates that they learn so much through an internship. So that was always on my radar to go for it. And semester two last year, I applied for a bunch of places that like on the Careers Hub website on uni, and heard back and accepted and went in.
Yeah. So where did you begin looking to like find opportunities? Did you go straight to Career Hub, or were there any other places that you had to look at?
Yeah, pretty much just a Career Hub. There might have been one or two other places and companies that I looked for internships, but I found they were a bit harder to try to crack and get into compared to the ones through the uni itself. Got a lot more responses from the uni ones.
Yeah, I guess they're probably prepared for a few more students. How did you go approaching the ones that you, the other companies that weren't affiliated?
Same way I would for a normal job. And like many times when you are applying for a real job, you end up just saying, hey, sorry, we can't accept you. Thank you for reaching out, blah, blah. And yeah, just I kept at it with the uni ones, applied for probably seven or eight, maybe a bit more.
Yeah.
But I got the one that I really wanted to, one that I was aiming to get, which, yeah, really glad with.
That's very exciting. So what was the process like when you were applying for internships? So, like, what kinds of things did they ask you for and all that kind of stuff?
It's so long ago, I can barely remember. But it was pretty much, we have to do a resume and cover letter check, I think, on Career Hub. Thankfully, we do that in the professional practice course I was just talking about. So I had mine all up to scratch and looking good. Then they had the online questionnaires, which personally I'm not the biggest fan of, the ones where you just talk into your camera and it's just, hey, like, you have 2 minutes to come up with an answer for this. But as far as they go, the uni ones were fairly easy. And the best part is you record them once. They can apply to all the pretty much any internship you apply for. It's a lot better than having to record different responses to every single application that you're making. After that, I heard back saying, hey, you've been selected. I don't remember if I got a shortlisted or an email like that, but I got an email saying, yeah, you've been accepted. And then went in for a Zoom call that was pretty much just me, three other people who were also accepted, and the person running the internship. And so it was nice. And then pretty much a week or two after exams finished, it was getting started. And the internship was kind of like full-time work. There were 9 to 5 for 2 months. So, yeah. hectic and fun. Definitely learn a lot during it.
Yeah. So was that like Monday to Friday that you were there? Wow, that's a lot. How did you, I guess, how did your study fit around that?
Oh, it happened right after exams. So right at the end of semester two exams, and then it started at the end of November. I think I had about 10 days between my last exam and the beginning date of the internship. And then it was pretty much, 2 months, all of the beginning of, I think it started like 29th or 30th of November, and went all the way into near the Christmas holidays. And then I got a few days off and back at it until halfway through Feb. All together was at 8 weeks of full-time work.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
It gives you a good taste, I guess, as well, of the industry, doing it full-time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And you sort of said that you got the internship that you were wanting. Mm-hmm. So did you have an idea of, like, who you wanted to do your experience with when you were going into it?
It was mainly not necessarily who or what entity I wanted to go into. It was more about what kind of things I'd be doing. Because, again, because I do computer science, I wanted a courseware or an internship where I could do the coding and build software and do research. And thankfully, that was the one that I got accepted into. There were other ones as well, like more administrative roles, which not bad. I've done some of them before as well. They're good. You learn a lot no matter what you do. Best part is you can have them as credits as well. So instead of, I only had one subject left last semester. Because you do a 2 month one that counts as 6 units instead of 3. It was cool.
You sort of hacked it. And could you tell us a little bit about how you found the experience when you were actually on your internship?
All right. So, again, it's 9-to-5 work. It's pretty full on, especially if you've never actually worked like that before. And it's so much different from study. So work, I know a lot of people hate industry work because they say, oh, just stay, study more because industry's so rough and it's not as good. I found it the opposite. I found it a lot less stressful. I found that things that needed to be done, I was given enough time to sit on it. And I guess maybe it's because of the structure it gives you. You're sitting at work 8 hours a day. You end up learning a lot, which while doing studies, kind of like, procrastinate till the week before the exam and then try to go through the whole thing and in overdrive. So I definitely felt like I learned a lot more and it was a lot more practical and felt like, instead of just doing some theoretical problem solving for, just to understand a little basic introduction to us to a concept, I actually saw what the practical uses of them were, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah. Did you find that like the stuff that you'd learned in class, you were sort of seeing it properly like applied, like as you sort of been taught it?
Yeah, somewhat. It felt like it was different. Like the things I learned in class were a good stepping stone, but what I actually did in the industry felt completely different. And it was a whole different set of skills, I think.
Yeah, because I remember when I did my internship, I was surprised by how much of it was sort of almost exactly the same language and everything as to what you get taught in class. I feel like often it feels like very, because it's quite theoretical, it feels like it's not really going to be exactly how it is and things like that. And you can sort of doubt your study a little bit, I think, sometimes.
No, for sure.
But then actually going into the internship and seeing how practical and applied all the things you've been taught were and how important they actually were was really like gratifying, I guess, when you have you've put all this time into study and seeing it actually come through.
What was your internship like there?
So I did a news internship.
Okay.
So it was writing stories and doing interviews and writing up pieces and things like that. But yeah, from the day one, they sort of basically were using the same language. They basically said, can you write this up in this hard news style and stuff like that? And that's the way we talked about it in class. And I was actually a little bit surprised almost that it was so exactly the same.
Oh, that must be really nice then to be able to. But with computer science, it's a little bit different. What they teach us was kind of like stepping stones. Like imagine, it's like, how to do research for a report. And then like at work, it's more like, okay, now write this whole report and make sure the formatting is all good for it to be published. It's kind of, there's a lot there that you just have to learn on the job. It's always fun to learn, but probably the first 3 to 6 months of work are always going to be heavily learn focused. That's because I work now full time. So, it's pretty much, I reckon having an internship and the experience of what I learned and having to go through with the internship definitely really helped with me, my confidence in my skills, and kind of the clarity to know where I want to go and exactly to know like that the job was right for me. Because before it, I was thinking, oh, am I really going to be able to do a full-time job, 8 hours a day of like just computer work? Am I going to, is it really for me? But then doing it, it's like, okay, yeah, I do like this. It's fun.
Yeah. Were you able to leverage either some of the people that you met or what you learned in that internship into the job work you've got now?
Yeah, I think so. Even if not directly, then the connections and people you meet, it's just you build up your LinkedIn profile, they'll be a reference for you. And then when you go for a grad role, they'll be like, oh, okay, that's a reputable, related sort of thing. So they'll take it a bit more seriously. And in terms of just skills you learn, you just become more confident. I'm not too sure how story writing or article writing is, but with software development, the only way you learn is just by doing. You could read like 1,000 books, and it's like reading books on playing violin. You're not going
to
get good by just by the theory. Well, it definitely helps, but you just need the hours and hours of hands-on doing it, troubleshooting it, and redoing it to see, to just not even be afraid of running into road bumps and to just try again and again until you can get it working.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's for a lot of things. And I think what you're talking about there, the confidence is sort of the key part of an internship, of why part of the reason they are so valuable. So then you know that you can go into the industry and keep up and you know what to expect as well. I feel like that's what can make them nerve-wracking as well. How was that experience for you going into your internship, having, you know, little experience in your area other than your degree?
Yeah, it was definitely nerve-wracking. And the scope of the task they had for us was, like, when I first went on the first week, I felt like, oh, am I even going to be able to do this? My mindset's always, oh, I'll just give it my best and whatever they need, I'll have my crack at it, which I ended up liking. And yeah, it was just an overall good experience. It's just, it is a bit scary and daunting at first, and there's no easy way around it. It's, you're just going to have to deal with it. It's, my best advice is just go through it. It's the only way. You can either do it or avoid it, and it's far better to just do it and push on through it. Even just after a while, you look back like, oh, why was I even that daunted? It wasn't that big of a deal. And then you go into your grad role and same thing all over again.
And so as someone who's been through it, what are your best tips for finding a great internship and one that really suits what you're looking for?
I think it would definitely help if you take some introspection and trying to figure out what you really want to do yourself. There's a lot of research and kind of activities you can do before you start applying for internships. But I guess just for me, it was random projects on the side just to see what I could write up and get working. And then if you have an idea of what kind of career you want to go into, and if not, internships are a good way to find out. Just areas that you think, hey, this will be cool. I can kind of see myself doing this for the next God knows how many years. And I definitely recommend going on the Career Hub's website. If it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't have found an internship. And to do it early on in semester two, it's around about now is when I started applying as well. Timing, as well as just not being too discouraged when something doesn't go right. It's like, okay, the same internships and grad roles that probably before wouldn't accept me now do. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now you've got the experience. You've sort of proved that you can do it hands-on.
Even when I didn't have the experience, like if I applied for some internships in semester one, there was an internship I really wanted to do at AML, the Machine Learning Institute. But they ended up having the positions filled and I wasn't accepted there. But then I got the internship somewhere else and just ended up learning a lot from there and getting lots of good opportunities through there. So, yeah, I'd say don't be discouraged. And I know a lot of people, and I was a bit like this as well. You have, especially if they do really well at school or at uni and get good grades, it's not to be too discouraged when you first go into your kind of real work environment, because you'll have no idea what you're doing. If you're used to being like the best in your class, and again, I don't think I was, but when you go into work, you'll always feel like you don't know anything that's going on. And the whole point, everyone knows that and it's okay. And that's how you learn. So you like really learn.
Yeah, I love that. It's always a good reminder that, like, if you're doing something new, you're allowed to be new at it.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like sometimes there's this pressure to go into spaces and feel like you already should know everything.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the case. It's exactly why you're there.
Yeah. Most of the time, that's just your own view. It's like you think that you're expected to know stuff, but it's like, no, you're there to learn and they know it. And I think it's right for any internship. I know it was definitely for mine. The supervisors and the staff around that helped out with the research. They were very kind, very helpful, very friendly. And just the support that I got, if I didn't know something or if I wanted more clarity on something, easy, just done like that.
Yeah.
I'm still in contact with some of them now, and it's a very good experience.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, no worries. Glad to be here.
The internships team can help you out if you have an elective spot and can organise full course credit internships only. You can either get some help from that team to find an internship, or you can find one yourself if there's an organisation you want to work with. We'll have information in our show notes about self-sourcing an internship, as well as where to find some of the internship opportunities advertised by the uni. Once you've found an internship, it can be pretty intimidating walking into a workplace and trying to put your best foot forward, even more so if it's your first experience in your industry. So we're joined today by Tony Briggs-Brown, who is a business coach and owner of Adelaide furniture brand TH Brown, to chat about how you can be the best intern you can be. So thank you so much, Tony, for joining me.
My pleasure.
So you must get a lot of internship applications landing on your desk. What are some of the things that stand out to you in applications or resumes?
I think having a general work experience, so when they're putting themselves through uni and they're working, seeing sort of the jobs they're doing in everyday life, whether they're working behind a bar or a supermarket or a cafe, and just seeing sort of the longevity and sort of diversity of work, it's great when you see that they're actually doing managerial roles. It shows that they've got initiative and drive and ambition. So I think that is a really big one for me. The second is, because we are looking for marketing, digital marketing, it's about seeing whether they showcase any of those skill set, even if it's from a personal perspective. So, for example, we had one intern who had her own Instagram account because she loved food, and it just showed that she was doing reels. She was doing a whole lot of building brand awareness for her brand. So I think that showed me that she had some skill set.
And are there particular things that you sort of always go, oh, let's look and see if they either have this or display this kind of quality or anything?
Yeah, I think so. Like, we recently decided to take on two interns at once, which we've never done. We're a very small business. And I did the second intern for a specific reason, because I saw he had drive and ambition, but he had no industry experience. So I felt that he was someone who would make it happen. He'd moved from the country, started himself. So showing that human grit and strength can sometimes outweigh any skill set. So I just looked at him and went, I think that you could do really well. You just need a chance. So sometimes it'll be just down to that EQ from my perspective, but that personality and that drive and ambition and willing to step into the unknown.
I think that's really good for people to know if they feel like they just don't have or haven't had the opportunity to get that experience, which you often don't if you are, you know, 20 years old at uni. So I think it's great to know that it's not everything. There's other ways you can display those qualities.
I think people underestimate it to show. I had one person, and what stood out is she was a pilot. And I went, that is so cool that she had stepped out of a comfort zone and she'd studied and she was a pilot. I've had someone else apply, and she was, you know, like nearly ducks of her school, but she wanted to be a creative. And I went, oh, my God. But she didn't – her skill set was more science and data, and the fact that she wanted to be a creative, and then she came along and then she was able to highlight, you know, the things that she's personally doing and that she wants to step outside that comfort zone. So it's sometimes, yeah, those little things that make all the difference.
Totally. And for someone who's coming in on their first day at their new internship, what are some ways that they can make a great first impression?
Be a little bit early. So never arrive right on time or just after time, or allow for traffic. Allow, even if it means you're sitting there for 10 minutes waiting. So always arrive. I always say to my son, who's 16, with his jobs, always need to be there a minimum 10 minutes early. I just think it has a buffer, but it shows that you're a good planner and you're planning. The second thing is a smile. Like, just breathe and smile and be yourself, because you can't be anyone else. And the third thing is be open to ask questions, not be afraid to ask questions, and don't be afraid to make a mistake. So really fall forward into those things, and you will have a great experience.
I think that's great advice, because I know there's a lot of students who really pride themselves maybe on, you know, their ability to do things really well. So it can be really scary to go into work and sort of go, I'm probably going to make some mistakes, and sort of managing that. But it's nice to know that's a normal expectation to have, and that's okay.
I would actually say if I had an intern who wasn't making mistakes, then they weren't pushing themselves. They weren't doing the best that they could do, because you learn from mistakes. Like, that's the only way you learn.
Mm. And what things impress you, I guess, when someone does come in for some work experience, once they're sort of getting into the swing of things?
What impresses me? When I first meet with an intern, I ask them how they like to be managed. So I want them to really think about whether they want to manage the projects themselves from start to finish, or they want me to guide them through them step by step each day. But what I love to see once they have got into their rhythm is when their confidence grows. And so with their confidence, they start to bring their own thoughts and their own unique thinking. You know, I'm getting them to look at our brand and actually own our brand on our social media sites. So for them to then embrace our brand, understand it, and then take it to that next level and, you know, think about it in a way that I hadn't, that's pretty impressive. And it happens, I would say, every single one of our intern in some form has done that.
Wow. And not every student is able to do an internship exactly where they want to do it. So how can a student, no matter where they end up, get the most out of that experience?
I think if you can show through your internship to other potential roles that you learnt new skills, that you learnt new platforms or programs, that you took yourself into an area of the unknown and came out with skills. That teaches someone when you're employing them that they're a quick learner, that they can pick things up, they're adaptable, and they're not afraid to try something new. And I think if they can learn those skills and not be afraid to feel uncomfortable and not be afraid to, as I've said before, make mistakes.
So that initiative is quite...
It is initiative and feeling comfortable when you're uncomfortable.
What's your advice for someone who might be hoping to turn their internship into a job, maybe directly after, a little bit further down the track?
Yeah. Look, I'll be really honest. There's a handful of my interns that if I was in a position, I would have hired them. I think when you be upfront and ask the question. Some people are too scared to even ask. And sometimes it can be a question of, I've loved being here. How could I make this more permanent? Is there a way that I could work with you in the future? And sometimes it won't fit a perfect model, but asking that question, and then before you ask the question, make sure that you have really proven yourself to be an asset.
How might, I guess, for someone that is, again, you know, you're getting this first-time experience and you're maybe not sure how well you're doing, how can you sort of know that you are doing that, I guess?
I think, it depends on how every intern's and every business manages it. So I can only talk on my behalf. But on my behalf, it's really about touching base on a regular basis around how things are going from their perspective. So that could, if your manager who's managed you in an internship is not managing you down, you need to manage up. And so what I mean by that is ask the question, can we catch up every 2 weeks or, you know, every sort of 4 or 5 days just to review where I'm up to, what I'm doing well, what I can learn and where I can stretch myself more. And you, if it's not being done for you, do it for yourself, because you'll stand out.
Yeah, and that conversation about is there potentially, you know, space for me to keep doing this? Is there a better time to maybe approach that conversation or a better way to approach it? Like, is an email okay, or should you really go and speak to them about it in
person? Look, I'm a face-to-face girl. I'm a verbal girl. I think asking that question and that genuine connection has a bigger impact. But asterisk here. But if you're working in an internship where the business is really busy, your manager is really, really busy, they don't have the bandwidth to have an in-depth conversation, then starting the process by an email, acknowledging how much you've enjoyed it, highlighting the things that you learnt, things that you love doing and why you would really be open to an opportunity to work there, could we set up a time? So I think depending on your relationship with that actual manager, whether it's as you're both going to grab a coffee, asking a question, or whether you more formalise it.
Mm. And you've sort of said that a number of your interns have been super valuable for you. Are there any common traits between the people that you sort of find work the best for you?
They self-manage. So we're a small startup. So when we say we're a furniture brand in Adelaide, we're 111 years old, we've got this great narrative to tell, but we only relaunched the brand a few years ago. So we're a very small startup. So for us, valuable is where they show initiative and they self-manage themselves. And they actually come to me and tell me what needs to be done next. And I've had a few of them actually do that and actually say, I think we could do this better. And having the confidence to come to myself, the founder and managing director, and say, I think we could do this better, even if they're not right, to actually have that confidence to do it, that's priceless.
Absolutely. And if you had one piece of advice for how someone could be a great intern, what would it be?
Put 150% effort into it. You've got an opportunity. When you look at my business, it takes time, my time, which is really valuable, to make sure that I engage the intern, give them the best opportunity. So if I'm going to give that time that's valuable, which I can get a return on investment in magnitude in other areas, but I choose to do this with an intern, and there's a reason why I do that, then they're matching that and exceeding that is what these companies are opening up their doors to you. I think I've heard people say, sometimes it feels like it's free labour. It's really not. It's actually a lot of work to bring on an intern. And so go in 150%. Don't match where what's been given to you, exceed it, because that's if at the very least it's a referee for a job, and I've been that for every single one of my interns and very proudly done so. So this is an opportunity to network within an industry but also get a valuable referee within that actual context. So yeah, 150%, like put the effort in for that whole 100 or 150 hours.
That's all the questions that I've had. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just wanted to say there was a reason TH Brown decided to get involved with internships. There was twofold. One, we're a small startup, so for us to have access to hours of students to actually help us with our digital marketing and content, and there's work that needs to be done. But the second being, after 30-plus years in business, one of the things I always found when I used to hire in old corporate roles in new graduate programs is that lack of that real hands-on on the tools experience. And I thought with our startup, we actually had the ability to facilitate that and give an opportunity to students to really get on the tools and try their best and work within a business and make a difference and build a portfolio.
You can also head over to our Instagram account at uoa.oncampus and you'll be able to see the beautiful faces of all of our guests as we upload videos of all of our episodes there as well. We have reached the end of today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, then do follow us on Spotify and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and give us a little star rating or a review. That really helps us out. You tell us what you'd like to hear on the podcast, and I will see you next fortnight for another episode of Take Note.
Take note.
This is a UOA On Campus production.